About 1,100 World War II veterans die every day, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs. Lost with many of them are the stories of their wartime experiences. This week, hundreds of volunteers are on the National Mall to collect oral histories from as many veterans as possible. And today, we listened in on some of the interviews.
I'm Diane Kresch. I'm the Director for Public Service Collections at the Library of Congress, and I oversee the Veterans History Project.
I am Charlie Pfeiffer. I'm a junior at St. Andrew's Episcopal School in Potomac, Maryland, and I'm a volunteer down here with the Veterans History Project.
Now, we've got everything that we need, including the, all right, the microphone and all that.
So we have just a cassette recorder.
Right.
And simple microphone.
Right.
Some clipboards.
Excellent. Success. So let's just press record again. And then it's Friday, May 28. It's Diane Kresch and
Charlie Pfeiffer.
Yes, sir. Your name, please, and where you're from?
Arturo Camacho from Ranger, Texas.
Ranger, Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you went into the service when?
1941.
What branch of service?
Army.
Well, it's really, for us at the Library of Congress, kind of a start of our contemporary history collection. People come back for the stories, you know. They pay attention to the dates and the place names, and they know what's in the history book. It's completely different when you're sitting talking to somebody who was a POW.
And, from there on, they went into a prison at the Haven, Manila, called Bilibid, and then were shipped out to different camps. We were repairing airstrips for the Japanese.
Were you able to get letters to your family or anything
like that? Cards.
Cards.
The cards were pre-printed, like my health is now had three choices.
Oh.
Bad, good, or perfect.
Uh-huh. And
I never would say if my health was bad or not, but I didn't want to worry my folks.
Okay, so you went into the service in February of 41, and
right.
Then you became a POW in what year?
Well, when Corregidor fell, it was... Don't ask me those questions.
All right.
It's 85
okay.
Years old.
We'll look that up. So
program or something. They're going to do it right here, the oral history. We don't have to go any further.
Yep.
To record.
Just introduce.
Yep.
And,
my name is Charlie Pfeiffer, and I'm a volunteer interviewer. And do you mind if we just stand here and talk to you for a little bit?
Oh, yeah. You going to ask questions?
Yeah, I'm going to ask questions.
Okay. You got to speak a little louder. We're all hard of hearing.
Yeah, okay. I just got to turn this on. And your name, sir?
Pat DeBias.
DeBias? And and what years were you in the service for?
42 to 46.
And were you overseas?
I was in Europe.
You're in Europe? When did you go to Europe?
In June 44.
June of 44? And what was that like when you first arrived there?
Well, I was in London during the middle of the buzz bombs and the VT rockets.
It went well. He had no problem talking, and he had an interesting story because he was one of five brothers. So he was a supply sergeant, but he told his brother stories, so we got in a lot.
My brother John, the older brother, was with Patton's army. And he lost his leg in a battle of the Metz. And the important thing there was that I had to find out about the fact that he had lost his leg, and then I had to try to find out where he was. And he ended up in a hospital in England. And fortunately, I was able to go back to England and try to find him. And I had to go to about six different hospitals before I ran into him.
And I see you're very decorated here. Were all these from the service in Europe?
All these were from service in Europe.
That's great. Is there any specific story behind any?
Well, the Bronze Star Medal is not mm-hmm. something everybody got.
Certainly.
That's this one. I got the Bronze Star Medal for service of supply during the Battle of the Bulge, and this is a Bronze Star tie. They've done a good job putting these things together, I think.
For me, it's great to kind of get out of the classroom and be a part of living history, I guess, instead of, you know, the recorded textbook stuff that I've been doing all year round. So that's really nice. And also, my parents' generation were the sons and daughters of the World War II generation, so it's very close to them. But even now, as they're beginning to die off, I guess, I'm beginning to feel very removed from that generation, even though it wasn't that long ago. So it's great to kind of bridge it and bring it into the future.
Hey. How you doing? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, nice to meet you.
I thought they looked like a bronze star there.
It is.
Yeah.
I have one too. I don't have it on.
Bronze
either.
Star.
Make
oh,
sure
man.
You get. Make sure you get a tie too.
Oh, for him.
I can't find half my ribbons over the years. They kind of disappeared.
Interviewers Charlie Pfeiffer and Diane Kresh talking with veterans Arturo Camacho and Pat DeBias today at the National Mall. Keep your-